With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New concerns of a widespread government crackdown in Iran about a month after Iran launched a crackdown on a nationwide protest. Now there are reports of widespread arrests. Some 50,000 people have reportedly been arrested for taking part in the demonstrations. Up to 7,000 people may have been killed. The economy seems to be humming along. Correspondent Ron Taylor reports.
The latest government stats report that in January, average wages rose 0.4%, while consumer prices rose 0.2%. Economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline says that means real wages rose in January, following the trend throughout 2025. Moore stresses that for most Americans, affordability is rising, not falling.
That's Ron Taylor reporting. Meanwhile, the House recently passed the Housing for the 21st Century Act. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin told the Salem Radio Network it's all about trying to find easier ways for people to build homes and bring down affordability.
Making sure that we are increasing supply by cutting regulatory red tape is the focus of the Housing Act that passed the House of Representatives. And what we're trying to do is bring down that cost of housing so that families can move into a home that they need.
Meanwhile, a partial government shutdown is in effect today. That's after funding from the Department of Homeland Security lapsed at midnight last night.
The shutdown comes as the White House and Democrats were not able to agree over President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. While core immigration agencies like ICE and CBP have some reserve funding, other agencies, including TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, will bear the brunt of the lapse. Most TSA employees are expected to work without immediate pay to keep airport security operational.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman, and this is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep in the Christian community in this country.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
A local architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church building that was long a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gul believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help locals reconnect to the city of Antakya. After years of planning, campaigning, and fundraising, the team finally got to work. This is SRN News. A jury has failed to reach a verdict in the trial of Stanford protesters.
A judge in San Jose, California, has declared a mistrial in the case of five Stanford University students and alumni who barricaded themselves in the school president's office during a pro-Palestinian protest in June of 2024. After deliberating for 5 days, jurors said they were deadlocked on a verdict on conspiracy to trespass and vandalism charges. Santa Clara County's district attorney said he will pursue a new trial. One of the defendants, German Gonzalez, told the AP that the district attorney's office was unable to convict them, even with Stanford University and other multi-billion-dollar institutions behind them. I'm Jennifer King.
Law enforcement investigating the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother sealed off a road near Nancy Guthrie's home in Arizona. Late last night, investigators have studied surveillance video and sorted through thousands of tips. They've even submitted some DNA and other evidence to laboratories. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.